Elissa Walker Campbell, want to welcome you back to hour number two right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us. We would love to hear from you at Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. And remember, you can listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. And you can listen on any computer or smart device by going to StreamYSR.com. And good news. Podcast. That's right, thepodcastarena.com. You want to go there and click on the Yahoo Sports Radio tab, and you can listen to all of our shows. It's good to have with us tonight in studio my man, Andy Pondillo, with our MLB news and notes.
It's getting stupid out there right now. So it's going to be fun down the stretch. Most of the playoffs are set that American League wild card and AL West. It's quite confusing.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Not to this extent with the two wild cards. This has added a new avenue where you have four teams coming in for two positions, and really anything can happen. You can have a team win a couple games, you can have a team win all their games, you can have a team lose all their games. It's going to be crazy. I can't wait to see what happens at the end of Sunday. If we have a three or four way tie, madness is about to happen.
Okay, so all of our young lady listeners, they follow you, Andy. So what keeps you up at night? What team is keeping you wide awake at night?
Well, it's definitely been the American League chase with the Astros and Rangers, mm-hmm. the Angels. That's been a lot of fun. When it comes to just over Major League Baseball, a lot of the races now seem to be pretty solidified. We know who the playoff teams are, and there's only really two races left in that division in the wild card. So that's keeping me up. But throughout the season, it's been a lot of fun to watch the National League Central, the Cardinals, the Pirates, the Cubs. And you're seeing really good baseball. Sometimes these races, there's teams that get in that are fringe teams that are just kind of good and get to the playoffs. But these three teams are really good, and two of them are going to play in a wild card game. One of them, one game playoff, and they're done.
Talk to me about the wild card game. I mean, one of the things and the questions that we're hearing is, should there be some playoff restructuring? I mean, should there be more than one game?
I'm not a fan of that idea, and I get where people are coming from when they talk about that. It's going to be too much of a delay for the teams that win their division and go into a division series. It's not fair to them to make them wait an entire week. You're pushing the World Series further back into November, or you're starting the beginning of the season, you know, earlier in March. It's just, there's bad weather conditions when you do that. And really, I feel like the wild card game is more of a punishment. You know, if you don't win your division, if you don't do enough, it comes down to one game where you got to put everything on the line in that one single game, and you can see your season slip away. I do like it. I don't know if it's exactly fair. I mean, because we're going to see a team that wins something like 95 games get bumped in a wild card game. It could happen this year, and you're going to feel really shorted as a fan. It's not fair, but then again, sports aren't always fair. 9-7 teams win Super Bowls.
Right.
Teams under 500 in the NBA go to postseason play. So it's not a fair world when it comes to sports. I like it. It adds excitement for more teams around the MLB in that one game where really anything can happen. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, weekend start early right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. The Big E Sports Show, I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, as we continue to guide you through hour number two. Yes, we're going to talk about the Dodgers, the Mets, but how about the Blue Jays? They win their first AL East title since 1993. How did they do it?
They did it with a lot of offense, a lot of offense. This is a throwback to the early 2000s type offense. You don't see these types of teams in the pitching era that baseball is in right now. And the Blue Jays just mashing people. Now, that's not to say they don't have pitching. Their pitching depth remains a little questionable for me in postseason play. But when you have that type of offense, you can just steamroll teams. And they've done that in the American League East. There's nobody in that division that really stood a chance down the stretch, it felt like. I was wondering, could this team stay completely healthy with these veteran players that start to break down? Tulowitzki had the injury. It looks like he should be back and healthy for postseason play. It's been quite amazing what they've been able to do. The real question, though, is what will David Price do in postseason play? We've seen him get blown up a few times with the Rays, and we've seen him be very good with the Rays when he was young in postseason play. If they get Cy Young caliber David Price, they have a ceiling as high as anyone in Major League Baseball, but there is going to be a lot put on him with the lack of depth in their starting rotation, in my opinion, much like Madison Bumgarner last year.
Andy Pondillo with us right here at YSR. So let's transition right now. You are the smartest guy right here at YSR when it comes to talking about MLB, right? You picked in the preseason that the Mets would be a playoff team. I clearly remember you saying that on my show.
I'm very happy that I have finally gotten one of these predictions right. I mean, I feel like I missed a lot in 2015. I was behind the Marlins and the Mets, but hey, I went one for two on that, and the Mets certainly have that pitching. I mean, 1 through 5, these guys can throw as much depth as any team you're going to see out there. They do lack the experience factor when it comes to pitching, and they're going to face the Dodgers. So it could be a scary matchup for the Mets. The one team I don't know what to expect. I could see the Mets going in and getting their world rocked and be out in 3 games. I could also see this being another miracle Mets team with the amount of depth that they've added to it. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. They are a team I really am unsure what I can expect from in postseason play.
Okay, Andy Pondillo right here with us at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. And both of these organizations, these teams, they have illustrated their ability to grit it, to gut it out, and to hang in there. And finish game strong, right?
Yeah, both teams, Dodgers and Mets, have had some gaping holes this season. I mean, the Mets, when they started the season, their offense looked absolutely awful. People were saying there was going to be no chance they could get to the promised land with that offense, and their pitching was able to do enough to cover those holes and get them to a point where they fixed the problem. I mean, the veteran Curtis Granderson having a fabulous year at the top of that order. Yonas Cespedes was in a very big attribute to their lineup since they've acquired him. Now, he does get hit on the hand the other day by a pitch. Nothing broke, bruised. That's going to be something to watch. Is that something that lingers on? A deep bone bruise can last a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see if he can overcome that type of problem. But, you know, the Mets, they've overcome a lot this year to get where they're at. And is it because an easy division or is it because they have a really good team? I think that's going to be tested in division series. As for the Dodgers, their offense, to me, was very lackluster compared to what they thought they were going to run out there this year. Again, pitching covers for it. That dynamic duo at the top of the rotation. Their bullpen was thin at times, but yet they're still able to cover those problems and get to nearly 90 wins as the season is closing. I do like the Dodgers a lot because of that 1-2 punch, but they have to overcome those postseason demons.
Okay, so who do you see prevailing in this series?
I do like the Dodgers still in this series.
How many games?
I like them in 4 right now. Yeah, I feel like the Mets are definitely a team for the future. You know, we talk about the Cubs, we talk about the Astros, we talk about teams with great farm systems. You know, the Mets, you don't think about them that way necessarily because you haven't had that stud come through the farm system offensively, but they've had their studs in the pitching rotation. With the amount of pitching this team has, if they're able to fix that offense, whether they re-sign Cespedes, whether they go out and get someone like a Ben Zobrist, an Alex Gordon, an on-base guy, this team, they've got a bright future, but the right now has to be the Dodgers. Their window is right now. They have to do it. I think they prevail. Clayton Kershaw, Zach Greinke, I think these guys are going to be dynamic this year in postseason play. The real question will be if the Dodgers advance, what do they do after that?
Okay, you talk about the dynamic duo and the pitching with Greinke and Kershaw. Who needs to step up and provide that energetic boost?
Well, you would think it would be Yasiel Puig, but he's going to be out for the division series. So you look for something at the top of the order from Los Angeles they haven't really had, and that's a true leadoff man. I look for their new guy, Corey Seager, a shortstop who's been called up. He's been pretty good for the Dodgers. I have to wonder, you go into the division series, they featured a lot of different lineups this year. I would put him in the 1-2 hole and see what he can do up there. You have nothing to lose. There's no one that's really stapled down that leadoff position, and your best bet is probably Puig once he comes back, yet you don't have that prototypical guy. They got to find a way to start getting guys on base for Adrian Gonzalez, for Andre Ethier, and really Jock Peterson. If you put him back at the top of the order, could he be that guy? He's got a decent on-base average. So they've just got to identify, whether it's playing matchups, whether it's playing one guy at the top of the order, how do you get guys on base and create runs without having to rely on a guy to hit a long ball?
Okay, we're getting ready to go to commercial break right here in hour number 2 at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. What gives a sense of what you feel about the Dodgers? I mean, is this going to be that magical year that they're going to be able to finish strong and win a title?
I feel like they can, and it's not their best team. Last year, I felt like they had a far better team than this one, and they should have won the title last year. Instead, it was those Giants again on the even season. all they have to do is figure it out at the top of that rotation. If Clayton Kershaw and Zach Greinke pitch like they have all year, to me, there is not a team that will have much of a chance against them. It's just those two, when they come out and they pitch the way they do, they shut offenses completely down to the point where you don't need a great bullpen. You don't need great offense. You just have to be able to score three runs, and you have to be able to close the game out. And they do have a fabulous closer. The bridging the gap between those seventh and eighth innings could be a problem for the Dodgers. We'll see how it plays out. Again, not the deepest team in this National League playoffs, but when you have that superstar power, I tend to like that at the front of a rotation.
It's a fun time of year. Talking some MLB with our very own Andy Pondillo. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break. We'll be rejoined, and we're going to get into talking about the Cardinals, the Pirates, and the Cubs.